No New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate covered candy hearts to give away. No first of spring, no song to sing. In fact, here's just no April rain, no flowers bloom, no wedding Saturday within the month of June. But what it is something true, made up of these three words.
I just call to say I love you. I just call to say how much I care. I just call to say I love you, and I mean it from the bottom.
No summer's high, no warm July, no harvest moon to light one tender August night, no autumn breeze, no falling leaves, not even time. No Libra sun, no Halloween, no giving thanks to all the Christmas joy you bring.
Well, that might be the longest intro to an interview we've ever had.
But at least it's a good song.
It's a great song. We have Stevie going. Anytime Stevie's going, it's a good thing. Stevie is going.
We could have Barry Manilow there.
No, would not have been good. Hey, folks, more than 2 million singles joined Christian Mingle in 2011, and now with over 5 million registered members, Christian Mingle is the largest and fastest-growing online community for Christian singles. I don't know if you caught that. Did you catch that? 2 million joined last year in 1 year. That's insane. While many Christian singles say they find it challenging to meet people who share their commitment to Christ, living in the digital age has provided a way to transition into dating in a way that overcomes the traditional barriers associated with developing new relationships. And Christian Mingle uses the tagline, "Find God's match for you." The issue of whether there is a soulmate, though, for each person is often debated in the Christian community. And while the Bible is not clear about the issue, some hold to the conviction that God creates soulmates, while others say the belief itself can cause foundational issues in marriages today. Well, we got lots to talk about, and joining us from Christian Mingle is Ashley Record. Hi, Ashley.
Hey, Drew. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Ashley, I want to start off by asking you a very, very personal question. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Have you been warned about me, by the way?
I've heard that you are a very fun person to interview with.
Okay, all right, good. Here we go. You ready? Are you single?
I am single.
Now, why are you single? Are you single because you're a PK? Are you single because you're the youngest of three? Are you single because your Facebook profile has you holding two babies?
That is a great question. It's one of those things where as we share with our members and as we encourage our members just to work on being the best possible version of yourself while you're searching for God's match for you. And so that's just where I am, is I'm enjoying being single, being on this journey, working with Christian Mingle, and I'm not in a rush to find that, perfect person, because there is no such thing as a perfect person. And so as I grow and mature personally, just looking for the next steps that God has for me.
Boy, did you handle that question well. Well done. Well done, Ashley.
Thank you.
That's probably because you're a graduate from, what is it, Kennesaw State University in Georgia?
Kennesaw or Kennesaw State, either one works. I know everything in Georgia, you have to kind of draw it out a little
right.
bit more.
Right, Kennesaw. So what was the school cheer there? Yeehaw, Kennesaw? What was it?
You know, I sadly have to admit that I'm not 100% sure what the cheer was. I do know that the mascot was the Owls. I was a transient student, so I wasn't too involved.
All right. Why Christian Mingle? What just the word mingle? How did you guys land on that word mingle?
Well, I think it really speaks to the fact that using the word Christian and just being very clear and upfront about the fact that our mission and our goal is to serve the Christian community, but also to be an online community where Christian singles can come together and build meaningful connections, date, and marry within the Christian faith.
Okay, and I understand it's free, right? Is it free to sign up?
It is. It's free to join. It's free to create a profile, to view other profiles, and even to send smiles to other members.
Send smiles to other members. That sounds kind of creepy.
You know, it's being a member of Christian Mingle myself, it's a really great low-risk way to get to know other members, to just gauge interest level without having to put so much out there so quickly. We've received phenomenal feedback from our members that they really enjoy that feature.
Okay, so if it's free, how do you guys make money?
Well, it is free, as I said, to create a profile, to browse other profiles, and to send smiles. But to communicate via IM or send emails back and forth, that is where the membership steps in.
Oh, I see. Okay, now, yeah, actually, I did kind of figure that out a little bit. I developed or created my own online profile and went on to Christian Mingle because I wanted to try it out, right? Take it for a test drive, see how it worked.
Sure.
And I was very impressed with a lot of features. Can you explain to me the color-coded personality styles?
Absolutely. The color code is our personality test, and so you walk through that, and it helps you to better understand how your personality relates to other members' personalities, and it really helps you to build that a deeper, more meaningful connection with other people because there are times where my communication style may vary from someone else's. And so having that understanding of the driving force behind someone and how they view life and how they tend to communicate really helps you to make that more meaningful connection.
Okay. Now, what's interesting is when I signed up, I think my username was Spanky. So you can go and look for Spanky there. And I said I was 4'3". I was very full figured, or something like that. Very overweight. I said I was slim. I was a little skinny guy. And then there's a drop down selection for color of eyes. And believe it or not, you've got red eyes to be an option. I forgot all about the albinos out there. I mean, they date too.
Well, you know, I mean, God makes us all the way that he sees us, and so we should have options for everyone.
Well, I don't know if it. The interesting thing, I tried to pick the weirdest kind of profile ever. And as soon as I got on there, somebody was already creeping on me. And it was fantastic. I thought, this is fantastic. Like, seriously, it's such a great little system here. Now, there's no option for in the married category. They say, are you married, are you single, or are you divorced? There's no option for separated.
Well, I mean, separated, you are very tricky, Drew. it is actually an explicit violation of our terms and conditions to not be single and join the site.
Okay, and I actually appreciated that you were there because there's a lot of that transitional period while you're separated is a time period where I think it would be wiser to not be out there dating and because you're just kind of clearing your head to begin with, and especially if there's children involved, et cetera, I don't know. I was at the beginning, I thought, oh, that's interesting. Why don't they have that on there? And as I thought about it, I thought, well, good for you guys. Well done. Way to not have that on there. I started off being a little judgmental, and then I thought it through and thought, that is a wise move. Now, you also have no option for never attend church. There's an option there for how often do you go? Do you go regularly? Do you go, you know, holidays? Do you go, you know, 24/7? I don't know, whatever the options are. But there's no option for never attend church. There's also no option in the gay category. So those are two areas I just thought I'd throw out there and just get your feedback on. Now, I think I understand the gay side of things because that is such a hot-button issue. I don't know whether you guys wanted to touch that with a 10-foot pole or not.
Well, you know, within Christian Mingle, we strive to run the site according to the standards of each community. And so Christian Mingle is clearly built for the Christian community, and therefore we adhere to biblical principles. And so we encourage our members to form biblically-based relationships.
Right, right. Okay, well said. Again, see, I'm asking these curveballs because I know you guys have thought this through, and I've actually come to the conclusion that Christian Mingle... See, I started out, honestly, Ashley, started out going, ooh, I wonder... You know, really? Is this going to, I mean, oh. And after I cruised around your site a little bit, I thought, this is a great, great site. I know everybody asks you about dangers. And I know there's always a danger in playing matchmaker. You know, we've all met that one lady who loves to put couples together, and she ends up being in people's business a little too much. What are the dangers in being a cyber matchmaker?
Well, you know, Drew, the safety and security of our members is of the utmost importance to us here at Christian Mingle. And so we actually have, we actually manually review all of profile text before it goes up on the text, or before it goes up on the site, in addition to reviewing all of the members' profile pictures. We also have several proprietary automated tools to help us identify questionable profiles and then eliminate fraudulent behavior and activity.
Excellent. Again, I know that there are some dangers behind internet dating. I've heard of guys actually, not internet dating, but I've heard of guys going to certain churches in the Toronto area in order to kind of make their way through as many women as possible. And these guys are actual predators. And so I'm sure that on the internet dating scene, that there's still predators out there. And you've got fail safes and security protocols in place. So let me throw something out. I mean, well, sorry, before I move on to that, is that true? You do have fail safes and protocols in place to deal with predators. Do you have like triggers or red flags that come up in the system?
We do. And so, and again, like I said, the safety and security of our members is absolutely critical to us, and it is of the utmost importance. And so in addition to having a customer care service team in place, we're also continually monitoring for any fraudulent activity, and we will not hesitate to remove a profile if it comes to our attention that the need is there to do so.
Well done. Well done. Now, I have to admit, and I kind of intimated this earlier, I'm one of those that probably about 8 years ago, Ashley, I was very, very hard on those who used to, who were getting into the internet dating. My mind was still wrapping my head around internet dating, you know, meeting people online. It was just such a bizarre phenomena. But then as I'm thinking about it these days, I mean, really, where do Christians go to find people that they can date that have a similar faith? Well, the only option is church. You go to church. So then next thing you know, you're a church shopper. You're bouncing around from one sort of college and careers group to the next, you know, and you're there for maybe questionable motives. You don't want to be going to church just to check out the dating scene. So the internet dating, I am so on board with these days. But I think a lot of people, we were all really hard with it about 8 years ago. Don't you think it was just such a new phenomena?
It was. I mean, several years ago, it was definitely much more taboo than it is now. But to your point, while, you know, single Christians can't go to church, and certainly that can be a way that God uses to bring them to his match for them, online dating can be such an exciting way for single Christians to get to know one another on Christian Mingle. I think, to your point specifically, we've had a success story like Jim and Nikki, who live in towns right beside each other, but they have told us that they don't feel that had it not been for Christian Mingle, they would have ever come in contact with one another. There's also success stories like Mickey and Trey, who are featured in our current commercial. And he was a youth pastor in California, and she was a musical theater dancer in New York. And they said that had it not been for Christian Mingle and for God using that as a tool in their lives, that they may not have otherwise met.
We're speaking with Ashley Record. She is from ChristianMingle.com. Ashley, what tools does Christian Mingle have to help those that are maybe a little shy? You know, because not everybody is going to be tech savvy. Not everybody is going to be kind of out there, so to speak, and they're going to have a tougher time finding a mate no matter what they do. Do you have any tools to help those that are maybe a little shyer?
Well, I think something like Christian Mingle and using an online community such as our site is a great way for people of all personalities to try and find God's match for them. I mean, you have the smiles that we talked about before, which is a low-risk way to try and gauge someone's interest level. You can message them. You can email them, you can IM them, you can really get to know their profile, you can get to know what they're all about before approaching them. And so I think it's a very exciting way, whether you're shy or outgoing, to really utilize this platform of Christian Mingle to get to know other single Christians.
Okay, so let me understand the smile thing. Let's say I'm shy little Susie. I've been homeschooled my entire life, and now I'm gonna start dating. And my church is a church of 30 people, and I just haven't found love there. So I go on to Christian Mingle, and I'm still kind of shy. But I see someone's profile, and I kind of like them, but I'm still shy. So I don't send a big old email message. I send a little smiley face, and then that person sees that I've sent the smiley face, and then they check out my profile, and that gives them an opportunity to smiley face me back or to message me back without sort of, I guess they're sort of skirting around the possibility of rejection. They're just going, there it is, little smiley face, and if I don't hear anything back, that means they're not interested. Is that how it works?
You stop and think about, Drew, that if you're, let's just say you're at church and you see someone who's, that you think, gosh, I'd really like to get to know them or talk with them, you may just, talk about the church service and really use that as an entry point to get to know that person. And so I think typically people think, well, oh, sending a smile is so different than what we would do, but it's very similar in how we would interact if you were shy or even outgoing and trying to get to know someone. And so you can then send a smile. They can send a smile back, and you can start communication that way. They can choose. I know personally there were times that I was sent a smile, and the great thing about, instead of having just to engage automatically in a conversation, if you were in person or if you were meeting in a public place for the first time, you can go on their profile, really get to know what they're saying about themselves, what's most important to them. You can see what their personality is with the color code personality test, and decide then if you think, gosh, this may be a potential great match for me to start communicating with.
You know what? The one thing I found that you guys have is that online dating pamphlet. Do you know what I'm talking about? Is that what it's called?
What churches, are you referring to the what churches don't know what should about online dating?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. You know what, I read through that, and that was the most helpful article I've seen on online dating anywhere. And I think that is a fantastic tool for people. If you're new to online dating, you can find that at Christian Mingle on their website, and read through that. That'll give you a lot of great tips. So well done for that article anyway. Article? No, it's not an article. Was it a PDF or something, right?
It is. We actually, one of the things that we strive to do at Christian Mingle is to try and build relationships with churches, because we view the opportunity at Christian Mingle to be a great resource for churches to actually utilize and encourage their members to join, especially, as you said before, if someone's attending a very small church or even if it's a very large church, it can be hard to get really plugged in. And so in that effort to partner with churches, we wanted to really answer any and all questions that they may have. And so we put that together and talked about several of the things that we do, such as having an advisory board of trusted Christian community leaders. We talked about the different tools that we have, like we've talked with the color code test. We also have our sister content site, Believe.com, which is a great resource that people can use to really grow in their walk with God,
yeah,
and also fellowship with other Christian singles. So our hope in putting that together was to be very thorough and answer questions that people may have about online dating.
What mistakes, Ashley, have you seen people make after they join Christian Mingle? So that, if you were them and you could walk them through individually to help them maybe have a little bit more successful dating life on Christian Mingle, is there such a thing as mistakes that you've seen people make generally?
Well, I think the number one thing that I would encourage our members and people who are interested in trying online dating is that because we live in a day and age where we want everything right now, is just to have patience. I mean, just as if you were anywhere else and you were looking to try and, date or get to know someone who has your same beliefs, just to practice patience and to really take the time and get to know people. Also, of course, when you're creating your profile, really think through, if you're looking at your profile, would you be interested in getting to know that person more? Is your profile picture something that really showcases your best qualities? Is what you're saying, are things grammatically correct? I mean, just really taking the time to put together something the way you you would do in any other case. You know, do you look nice in your picture? Are you saying the things that really convey what it is that you're passionate about, what you're interested in, what's most important to you?
Okay, now I'm sure you've been asked this a million times, so I'll roll it out as well. Why Christian Mingle, and why not one of the other non-religious sites, or even one of the other Christian dating sites? What sets Christian Mingle apart from one of the big, you know, dating, what do we call it? Secular, that's probably, I hate that word, but you know, the mainstream dating sites out there.
Well, first and foremost, I mean, Christian Mingle is clearly targeted and geared for the Christian community. It's a self-selecting experience where someone who's coming on to Christian Mingle, obviously the premise behind who they are and what's most important to them is their faith. And so they're in a community where they can find other singles whose faith and Christianity is central to who they are and therefore the driving force behind what they're looking for in a potential mate. And so that's why Christian Mingle is such a great online community for Christian singles.
You would hope that if you're a Christian and you are out there dating and you want to find other people with the same, at least similar moral code, that it would be a little bit of a safer experience than diving into the cesspool of global dating online, some other website kind of thing. I think it reeks that of a safer feeling, a safer vibe.
Well, and I think, again, it's, you know, our mission and our goal is to serve as the premier online community for Christian singles where the faith in God is central to who they are and what they're looking for.
Right.
And so when you come to a niche dating community like Christian Mingle, you're really weeding away people who may not have faith isn't as important to what they're looking for in a potential mate. And that's why Christian Mingle is such a great opportunity
for people
who are wanting that.
For anybody listening who is on the online dating thing, maybe they're on Christian Mingle or maybe they're just out there dating. Let me help the naive ones. Just because someone goes to church and just because someone is on Christian Mingle does not automatically mean that they are safe. So please, pull your naive heads out of the sand and keep those protocols, those safety protocols up. Don't let the guards down just because someone's on Christian Mingle or someone is going to church. Would you agree with me, Ashley?
Well, I think to your point, we do offer several online dating safety tips for our members, and that is important, taking the time to really get to know someone on the site, reading through their profile, messaging them back and forth on the site, taking that time the way you would in any other situation to really get to know someone is critical. And as I said before, the safety of our members is of importance. And so we offer that. We encourage our members when you do decide to meet someone in person, meet them in a public place. Use the exact same mentality that you would in any other situation as you would on Christian Mingle. And that's really going to help you with success on the site.
Yeah, you're going to want to find out as well. And that's why I love this. You can find out all this stuff before meeting them. I mean, I would want to find out, just for example, I would want to find out whether the person I was going to be dating ever helped, I guess conspired to help a friend not get caught by the school for playing hooky, especially if that school was Providence Christian Academy.
I don't believe I ever played hooky.
No, but you helped Rebecca play hooky.
Oh, wow. You've really done your research. I am very impressed by that. And I don't believe I helped Rebecca
really?
Play hooky.
Really?
No, it was one of those things. Wow. I'm very impressed right now. It was one of those things where I wasn't going to sell out a friend for making the choice on her own not to come to school that day.
Right.
So I just, and I was confused in my defense
and
she was not at school.
And what was the name of the car?
It was Leroy.
Leroy. There we go. Just thought
that
I'd,
is impressive.
Just thought I'd freak out a little bit. Okay, listen, I had...
I know, that was very interesting to know how you figured that one out.
I have a lot of friends in a lot of different places, CIA mostly. I had someone write into my show, and he called himself Lonely, and his location was a little north of Willowdale, and he wrote in and said, being a gentleman in a wheelchair and getting older, like 60, but still in pretty good health, where does one go to meet a companion? Not many single folks at my church. Looking for someone to share life with, to pray with, and to just be with. Forget those dating sites. Pretty lonely in this house alone. Thanks, signed Lonely. What would you say to him?
I would would say to him, give a, if he's looking for an online community that's engaged and tightly knit, and Christian Mingle is a really great tool for him. I mean, he can, if he's concerned that, you know, people may disregard him for various things that are going on in his life, I mean, he can put that, you know, in his profile. He can include that in his profile picture. He can include what he's looking for. And I think with something like Christian Mingle, you're not limited to the people who live just in and around you. I mean, your search is expanded to, you know, all places. And so you have such a greater opportunity to meet someone who may be a great match for you.
Very well said. Let's finally touch on the soulmate issue, and then we'll let you go. And by the way, we've been chatting with Ashley Record. She is with ChristianMingle.com. 46% of singles believe there is one right person in the world for them. That's according to a survey you folks did, I think. I'm not sure I buy into the soulmate thing. Because let's say you're a moron and choose to get married to some eye candy as opposed to the soulmate. Does that mean that the rest of your life is going to, I don't know, a pit of despair? You know, and you get to heaven and God goes, you remember little Billy Bible study? He was the guy you should have married, but you went for some eye candy. Sucks to be you. I don't know. I don't think I believe in the soulmate thing. What about you?
Well, I don't. I think what we're finding is that biblically, there's not one answer that we're given on the issue of soulmates, but that it's rather that when you're looking for someone who shares the same faith, who's wanting to really grow in their walk with the Lord, who's wanting to make a difference for God's kingdom, that there can be such strong and amazing compatibility with having that type of relationship. And so I think, again, that's what's most important and key to look for, which is, again, why Christian Mingle is such a great opportunity to potentially find another single who has that same heartbeat.
Yeah, and just to kind of piggyback back off that issue, 55% of Christian singles believe in love at first sight. Love at first sight, man, if love at first sight is real, I have fallen in love about 30,000 times. I don't know. I just think love at first sight is ridiculous. I'm sorry, just my point of view. I think, you know, to get all Twitter-pated over a particular moment and, you know, there's the odd story people hear, and we fell in love, we saw each other across the store, and we've been together for 47 years and never had a fight. Well, first of all, that's a sitcom waiting to happen. And then, secondly, I just think it's one in a million, really. I don't know. Should I ask your opinion on that one? Love at first sight? Ashley, come on.
Well, I think it's one of those things where, for a lot of people, attraction is important. I mean, to have that first initial attraction, but then again, going deeper and really getting to know someone on that deeper level and making that connection is most important.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, attraction at first sight is totally different. I get that. But love at first sight, come on. You got to know someone's flaws and then figure out in your own head if that's, you know, something that you're okay to live with. I don't know. I think males fall in love at first sight more than females do. I don't know. What, Ashley, you have any advice for me on that one?
Well, I agree. I mean, that's what we found, is that men did believe in love at first sight more than women did. But
lust again, at first sight.
Well, attraction.
Okay.
We'll go with attraction. I think it is. It's one of those things where certainly you can be attracted to someone very quickly, but using something like Christian Mingle to really get to know that person on a deeper level is going to even build that attraction and hopefully a love even deeper so that you do have that lasting, successful relationship.
Well, I heard one of your happy clients say this line, and I wrote it down because I thought it nailed it. Christian Mingle gives you a chance to find God's best for you rather than settling or forcing something to work with someone. Love that line.
Kirstie and Ryan, they are a great couple. And, I mean, to her point, you know, I think that was what they found most exciting and what so many of our success stories have said to us is that using something like Christian Mingle where, you know, the gates were just kind of open, like just wide open to really meet someone and get to know someone and not have to settle, but to really find who they felt God had for them and God's best for them. And so I think to their success story and to their point, that is what's so exciting about having an opportunity to use something like Christian Mingle to find God's match for you.
Seriously, I have gone in the last 8 years, I have gone from making fun of people that date online to being a total champion for ChristianMingle.com. I spent a couple hours surfing around your site and checking out. I mean, seriously, I've tried to find some good dirt on you guys, and I absolutely love your site, ChristianMingle.com. Fantastic way to go. If you're single and you want to date, maybe you can get one by Valentine's Day at ChristianMingle.com. Ashley, thank you. You've been a real blast.
Thank you so much, Drew.
You take care.
Thank you, you too. Bye-bye.
There you go, folks. ChristianMingle.com. It's our Valentine's Day special. And we're going to play you as many sappy love songs as we can find. As Tim can find.
I'm hurting just listening to this stuff. I'm sorry.
Isn't it put you in the mood, baby? In the mood?
Yeah, right? But I think the mood for killing someone is not the appropriate mood.
Like what you've heard? Listen again online at drewmarshall.ca. It seems I'm far away. Maybe you've been thinking about advertising your organization on the radio, but don't really have the budget for a long-term marketing campaign? Well, what if we gave you a show? The Drew Marshall Show is currently offering an innovative advertising concept for the small business owner or charity. With web stats and listenership at an all-time high, Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is offering you an opportunity to partner with us, one show at a time. Consider sponsoring one show and we'll introduce you to our listening audience for the day. Drew will mention your organization every hour during our four-hour show, including a live phone interview. We'll also post your logo and website link on our website for an entire month. If you're thinking about promoting a special event, product, or upcoming sale, or if you just want to test the radio advertising waters without a huge investment, then consider becoming a one-day advertising partner with The Drew Marshall Show. Go to drewmarshall.ca for details or call Joy 1250 on 905-845-2821, extension 367. That's 905-845-2821, extension 367.